iBridge Audio presents The Comfort Trap, or What If You're Riding a Dead Horse? By Judith Sills, Ph.D. Read for you by Paula Parker.
Some years ago, back at the dawn of Prozac, I met weekly with a woman who was excruciatingly single and full of self-recrimination for it. Hers is a familiar, unhappy story. Our sessions centered on dates, to which she brought an excess of hope. The relationships ended with just enough of a twist that she could never seem to learn from one in order to cushion the disappointment of the next. She and I spent 2 years together in this loop, focused from man to man, from possibility to pain, with no particular positive learning curve that either of us could observe. During this time, she completed an advanced degree, found a better-than-decent job in her field, and bought a home. She didn't delight in these achievements because they were not her true heart's desire. Still, I pointed to these accomplishments frequently, wondering why in our huge, rich universe of possibilities, marriage was her only path to satisfaction. It was, though, and she had no genuine interest in art or music, politics or travel, literature or architecture, or rollerblading or anything else on this planet except meeting a man and getting married. That's not to say that she didn't participate in much of the above. She did, but dutifully, to become the woman she needed to be so that a suitable man would love her. Her pastimes were just that, passing time. Her only passion was for a relationship. Eventually, she got worse.